Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, there's no crying in basketball, okay? Because enough of the crying if you didn't get into the NCAA tournament and you're stuck in the not-in tournament or something like that. Welcome to the morning show.
Not-in tournament.
NIT.
You know what's funny about that? When I went to school in Ohio, the Wright State Raiders seemed like they were in the NIT every year. Had a basketball team back, but they still had one. Seemed like they was in the NIT every year. I know that didn't have anything to do with what you're talking about. That was just a random thought that came out of my head. Good morning, everybody in Atlanta. How y'all doing this morning?
I think Wright State's actually in the CBI this year, if I'm not
Seriously?
Mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were always like, they were perennial
NIT Dayton, right?
Contributors. Considered Dayton.
By the way, is that named after the Wright brothers?
Yes, Wright Pat Air Force, because you know the Air Force base and all. Yeah, Wright Pat, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute, I know some John Freaky didn't know. Oh, hey, look at me. No, but yeah, it's right there. The Air Force base is right there. Military base. Right. Yeah. All of that. That would be considered, would that be Beaver Creek? No, not Beaver Creek. That would be kind of considered Beaver Creek, I think.
Bruh.
No, I'm trying to remember. I'm having an Ohio moment. I'm sorry. I'm having an Ohio moment. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I've been inundated the last couple of days, man. Uh-huh. With all this damn Ohio talk, you know, friends, everybody's excited about the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. All I heard this weekend was how it was funny. A friend of mine on social media talked about, was it Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. being the best receiver tandem in the NFL.
I know.
And you know I had to jump in.
No.
And I jumped in and I said, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, oh, yeah, I like, but what do you feel about the Browns? Then it became, oh, what do you feel about the Browns' chances? How do you think the Browns are going to do? You think they're going to win the division? Now, I give them that. I give them the division win, but they still got to be able to come together. So, yeah, it was a whole, man, listen, it was so much Browns talk this weekend. It wasn't even funny. Not even funny.
Well, and I don't blame them for being excited.
As you should be. But, you know, after a while, like when you go on social media and you go on Twitter and you see everything about the Cleveland Browns, it's just kind of weird because
don't make this annoying. We want to root for you, but
no, yeah,
you know,
but it's,
you know what I mean?
It's annoying because it's one of those things where it's just like, wow. Like we're talking like the Cleveland Browns have been on everybody's lips like the last couple of days. So
for sure.
It was just kind of, It's just kind of wild that that's what it is now.
It is a Bracket Monday, and we've got a big show for you. First off, before we get into anything, I want to just say a shout out to DB and back here in the driver's seat and rolling the show. Good to have D back in.
D.
Thank you. Thank you. I am here.
And Abe Gordon filling in ably this morning in the producer chair. How you doing, Abe?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Man, bad.
Yeah, well, you know, get
Abe
this bracket.
Abe sound like
show.
A rock jock over there, don't he?
Hey. Spinning the tunes on. Well, this is Z93. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, we could talk about Z93. I mean,
Abe,
I grew up
hype this morning, man. We are here with Abe.
I've been awake since like 2:45. Mm. I walked a mile and a half with the dog this morning. I'm good to go.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that you're going to be here all week, Abe. That's going.
We'll have a migraine by Wednesday, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's going to stop. Yeah, that's probably going to stop. He's going to run out of gas by Thursday.
Yeah, right. He'll be in the chair there Thursday.
Yeah. That's going to be real. It's going to be real.
The weekend included Atlanta United last night with a 1-1 draw. Another 1-1 draw at home.
What can you say? I mean, you know what's funny about that, John? I'm watching that match last night, and for the first half, for the first half, seem a little bit lifeless, a little flat, which is probably rightfully so. You know, when you think about it, 7 games in 21 days or something like that, they were saying.
Right.
It's a lot. And listen, to his credit, Carlos Bocanegra has not once made it an issue to make an excuse. Or Frank DeBoer, nobody's made an excuse. But that's a lot of soccer to play in a short period of time.
Well, that's why we're going to give them this kind of pass on the start of the season. And they've got 12 days to their next game. And then after that, they have another, 2 weeks after that before they play again. So they only play one game in the next 26 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can't say they didn't get rest or training or any of that. But by the time they get back into the swing of things in April, they better start to do something, because right now it's just kind of,
It's kind of tough, man. And, you know, I am of the mindset, I never want to push the panic button. But at the same time, you know, I'm listening to the fans' reaction and how excited they are out there yesterday. It's kind of hard to sit here every morning and say, hey, you know, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to do that. Looking at that, knowing that, you know, fans wanted to turn the corner. They wanted to turn the corner, and they want to have something to root for. Now, granted, Ezekiel Barco comes in off the bench, and he gives them that added spark. And you could see once he came in that second half, John, that it almost looked like they got a little bit of a shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to figure out these formations, and you Pity Martinez and Joseph Martinez need to get on the same page.
Yeah, they had the one hookup, and that was it. And that where Joseph got hurt, where he hit the crossbar, but. That was the only hookup they had. They have to get on the same page. Yeah, we got to get this. Petey Martinez has got to get his game going. I mean, this is the South American Player of the Year. Yeah. What interesting now, we got this time down. There are three players on Atlanta United that I know of. And if somebody out there knows more than three, let me know. But your front line, Tito Villalba, Joseph Martinez, and Petey Martinez are not having any downtime. They're all going to join their national teams.
Yeah.
And Argentina is going to play Venezuela. And so Joseph will be playing for Venezuela, and Petey will be playing for Argentina. They'll be on opposite sides.
That's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, isn't it?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And they're playing all the time that they need to get their chemistry going. They're going to play somewhere else. But, hey, that's Major League Soccer. That's soccer.
Yeah, that's right. You got to do it, I guess, if you're going to be playing for your national team, right?
Yeah.
And so those guys will go down and play for their national team. But everybody else, and that I think, is just this week or before the Columbus game, and then after the Columbus game. I don't think there's any international play. I just think it's a quirk in the schedule. And so it'll be a chance for Atlanta United to train and rest and then get going, because there's something kind of missing here, you know. And I was watching last night, and we can talk about this a little bit more on. And I don't mean to. This is not just an observation more than anything else. Tata was always standing on the sidelines. You know, he'd catch an errant ball or he'd kick it around, and he
don't
was
do
smiling.
It, John.
You know
don't
what I mean?
Do it. What you about to say about Frank DeBoer? He's not what? What
well,
are you
he,
about?
No,
are you
he's
about?
Just different. And Frank
like
just
how?
Sits.
And you don't like that. That's what you're saying. John, you kind of like saying you don't like the fact that he just sit. That's what you're saying in your own little slick little way. You don't like his little mannerisms. You feel that he should be doing more, especially with the team playing the way that it's playing. That's what you're saying. A little bit.
A little bit.
See, that's not right. That's not right.
A
that's
bit.
Not right. You know what's going to – I cannot wait till this team turns the corner.
Because, I hope they do.
Because to your point, it's – when I watch him, and you pick up on stuff like that, the little idiosyncrasies and stuff, because it's not going the way that you want it to go. But he always looks angry to me. Like when he's communicating
mm-hmm.
with the fan, I mean, when he's communicating with the media, he just looks angry.
Wait, and it's so funny because you and I had a chance to meet him up in person. We talked to him for 20 minutes.
And he wasn't like that.
He's not like that at all. He's just stone face. We were talking to him. He was actually funny, and he was interesting. He's just stone-faced.
And then you got to think about it like this, too, John. As the manager, as the coach, you have a vision of what you want your team to be doing. And when you see it not coming together, because he spoke about that. He was talking about guys getting on the same page and why guys aren't, you know, the passes aren't hooking up and everything like that. He talked about all that. It's probably a little frustrating for him, because he knows that he's about to catch some heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to go into a match with a team that you've been basically owning since they've been in MLS. Like, I don't think the Philadelphia Union has beaten Atlanta United yet.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they've beaten them yet. So for you to go out there and you know, have the first half that you had and play to a tie like that, and they almost win, that has to be a frustrating thing, especially when you know that this is a team, as far as the union are concerned, that you've owned for a while. So, yeah, that has to be frustrating.
Yeah, we'll see where we go from here. For Atlanta United, again, one game in the next 26 days. That's a game against Columbus, which is not till the 30th, and then they are off again until they play on the 13th of April against New England. So they have after all of this shoving seven games in 24 days, think about that, seven games, 24 days, one game, 26 days. That's just the way the schedule works. So when they come back from this extended time off, they better be a different team. They better be a team that
they have to be.
Yeah, they have to be. Because that's when the pressure really is going to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah, because then it's like at that point, you don't really have any more excuses are gone.
Right, excuses are gone. Right, because you can go back into training camp essentially over the next 26 days,
yeah,
which is what they're going to do. Again, a busy show. We're going to go live to Florida and talk a little Braves baseball later in the program. Joe Patrick covering the Braves down in Orlando. Down there with Andy Bunker. Matter of fact, Andy Bunker was down there with Joe and Brian Jordan, and I saw Andy tweeted out a picture. He went to the basketball game. He tweeted out a picture of him and Steve Holman yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of the show this weekend. Shout out to Brian Jordan and Andy Bunker. I heard a little bit of the show. They sound good. It sound like he was having a great time down there in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so having a great time, and then to have Brian down there with him is great fun for us. And we'll talk with Joe Patrick, who covers the Braves for us in the show. Deshaun Tate, our college basketball expert, and here's what we were saying on Friday and why you need to be, if you're in your car, you're listening throughout the morning, be here during the 8 o'clock hour. And for the majority of the 8 o'clock hour, Deshaun's going to be in here kind of giving you his expertise on how he sees this tournament breaking down. Who the number one seed? So I got a text last night. Or actually, it was a tweet when the selections were done from an upset fan. I assume he's a Michigan State fan because he was really upset about the fact that Michigan State didn't get a number one seed. We're the Big Ten champions, and we didn't get a number one seed. And the director of the committee said that we jumped Kentucky, but they put us in the same bracket with Duke, and blah 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 blah. He was all mad about that. I'm like, dude, just win.
That's it. You can't really control that because I think, three ACC schools got the top three seeds, or what, three of the top four seeds. Yeah, three of the top four. And if you're in, just handle your business. Handle your business.
Yeah, because Tennessee could have handled its own business. Tennessee would have been a number one seed, not North Carolina. And Tennessee choked yesterday in Nashville and got run out of the building by Auburn, too. I mean, Auburn played great.
Auburn got hot down the stretch and started making it rain out there and that thing.
Man. They were hitting threes and blocking shots, and I'm like looking at this Auburn team saying, look, I said this, that this will be interesting to see what Deshaun says. Watch for the ACC has three number one teams, right? And it's okay, it's the best league. But one league's going to get hot, and could that league be the SEC? Because we've seen Tennessee go into the tank before, and they went into the tank a couple of times this year. Even though they're 29-5, they can have a bad day. But if they don't have a bad day, they're a really good basketball team, you know? Admiral Schofield's a load. He a big dude. That team could play. Oh, it's going to be a fun tournament. I can see that already. We'll talk a little bit about Selection Sunday when we get back in a moment, how you can win $1,000. And join us. And more importantly, bragging rights. We'll tell you how you can do your picks with us next.
The world will be precious.
Your home for March Madness is here.
For the win.
Oh! It's our exclusive coverage here. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is a Monday. It is Bracket Challenge Madness Monday. And here's how this is going to work. Welcome back to the morning show. You get a chance to win $1,000, but you know what? It's not the $1,000, it's the bragging rights that you really want. We want you to join us. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my my bracket right now.
Have you started filling it out?
It's a little chalky right now, I will say that.
You're going chalk.
A little bit too much.
I mean, that's probably, you know what? That's probably the smart move. Especially when you have, the ACC schools dominating the way that they are. That's probably a smart move.
So this is what you do. You go to our webpage at 929thegame.com, right? And you sign up for the Bracket Challenge. When you go there to 929thegame.com, at the top you'll see a tab that says Contests, all right? And then you click on the Contest tab, and that'll take you to March Madness and the Bracket Challenge, and you click on that. And then you sign up, and then you can be part of it. And again, you can win $1,000, but more important than that, is that you can, and you can start your own group if you want to start your own group among you and your buddies at work and your friends and your family or whatnot. Or we're just going to join the larger pool. We're not necessarily going to have a show group. We're just going to do the larger pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'll be under my name, so you can have bragging rights under my name, bragging rights under Hugh, against all of us, Carl, Mike, everybody that's going to be here. You can have bragging rights on us, because we'll all fill it out, and then you can kind of get on us for this, all this tournament, because you'll probably beat me. Now, in my hand, I have a printable bracket, and at the top, I put home version.
What do you mean? Because you're going to fill out a couple of them?
Well, I'll do the one at home, which my wife wins every single year. Of course, there's only three of us in it.
Mm-hmm. You, your wife, your daughter?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's just our home version. But we do our home version by hand. We'll actually fill out a hard bracket like this, because my wife likes to keep score that way. That's how she likes to keep score.
Yeah, because you still fill yours in. Like, you will go in and write, like, each and every one of the teams in, right? Or
right.
You're just going to
do this? For the home version.
Okay, yeah.
I wrote home version at top, and so I'll fill that out. But I'm still working my way through my bracket, but mine will be posted here. Now, I know that I should be listening to Deshaun Tate at 8 o'clock, okay, like you should be when he's in here breaking it down. But I'm going to go ahead and put mine in before Deshaun does that. I'm going to see if I kind of got it right. I'm going to challenge myself to see what Deshaun says, and I'm going to look at my bracket and kind of put it up against his a little bit. So, and I'll have no problem telling you who I don't. I am not to the. I'm just to the Sweet 16. I don't have my national champion yet, so I can't tell you who I picked. I'll be happy to tell you. I just haven't done it yet.
You know what the hardest thing about these games is? I mean, well, not that hard, but they're all over the place. They're like on every channel. Like if you're trying to watch it at home, you'll probably catch a headache trying to figure out where everybody's playing, because they're all over the place, especially for the first couple of days of the tournament.
Yeah, the whole True TV thing.
Yeah, all of that, man. All of that. And you better make sure. You know what? Before Thursday, people, I suggest that you make sure that your cable provider or your tier that you have, your television tier, has all the channels that you need essentially to watch the games. Because that, I mean, I know they make it easier. Comcast makes it so easy to, like, subscribe right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you might have one of those things where you might have multiple TVs and you need to call in to actually subscribe to something.
Do we know? Yeah, if you know. Congratulations to the Panthers. Georgia State was, boy, they got up to that slow start against UT Arlington, and I'm watching the game going, uh-oh, don't tell me you're not going to be able to do it. And then they warmed up and they got their game going, and Ron Hunter's Panthers are into the NCAA tournament. They have a ridiculously hard draw. Houston is not an easy out. Houston is 31-3, and number three seed Georgia State got a 14 seed. They're going to open Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, against the Houston Cougars. But you know, I mean, they're in Kentucky's side of the bracket of the Midwest Regionals where they are. But if Georgia State makes that run, you know, that miracle run, you know, they've been known to get on runs before, right?
Yeah.
So if they make that miracle run to the Sweet 16, that would be beating Houston and beating the winner of Iowa State and Ohio State. They might get another shot. Who knows? They could get a shot at Kentucky. That'd be kind of fun. I you know, I'm not there yet. Should I pick Georgia State to make that kind of run?
Well, I don't know how deep a run you think they're going to make. I think they can beat Houston, though.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think they can get the first one. And maybe I'm being optimistic in that because I am picking Prairie View over what's that, F. Dixon in the play-ins.
Oh, the Fairly Dickinson or Fairly Ridiculous?
Yeah. I'm picking them over I'm picking Prairie View over them. Just because that's just how I roll.
Yeah, we don't, by the way, you don't have to pick the play-in games for our bracket challenge. Oh, and all
but
right.
See that, but see now you're
not,
like,
now
see,
somebody mad at me. Yeah, they're not playing games.
You got
games.
Me mad because you're like, John, this is still like they're these are still games. NCAA tournament
right.
games.
They are not
for the love of God.
Yeah, man, you got to give these people their props, man. Let them have their moment. Let Prairie View have their moment.
The first four in Dayton.
You just let it go.
North Carolina Central against North Dakota State. Fairly Dickinson against Prairie View A&M. And then the others are the final four at-large teams. Belmont against Temple and Arizona State against St. John's. And it's always those final four at-large teams that makes everybody so angry. I'm glad that Belmont got in. I mean, I know Alabama fans are mad. NC State's AD is fit to be tied that Arizona State and St. John's got in ahead of him, because he talks about these net rankings, which is sort of like RPI and, you know, your power index, and that NC State is so much higher than those other two schools are. And he's all mad about that. But I always look at it this way. If you're one of the four teams, and those first four out are the number one seeds in the NIT, right? So NC State, Alabama, TCU, and Indiana, the first four out are the four number one seeds for the NIT. Hugh, if you can make your case for being in, if you're NC State or Alabama, Indiana, You can also make your case for why you didn't get in. There's a reason you didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Indiana's 17 and 15. They had a stretch where they were 1-12 in 13 games. But they had a lot of quality wins. They beat Michigan State twice. I mean, mm-hmm. they had a lot of quality wins. They beat Marquette. I mean, they beat a lot of big-time teams in this list here. They beat Louisville. I mean, they beat a lot of big-time teams, but they went 1-12. So you get mad at, oh, look at all our quality wins versus Belmont doesn't have any quality wins. You went 1-12. You know? I mean, so there's a reason you're not in. I always get a kick out of these teams that like to complain about it. There's
everybody, but you know what's funny, John? Everybody will always find a reason to complain about something, especially when it comes to the NCAA tournament. That's one of the main reasons why when it comes to me and me filling out my brackets, I try to have fun with it. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of seriousness to it, but not to the point where it makes you have a headache or something like that, because some people take it way too serious,
oh, yeah.
especially when it comes to their alma maters. I mean, I think you should take it for what it is. It's a great conversation starter, and it's a great way to be social when you're going out, because all of these places, think about it, here in Atlanta alone, just all of the different places that you can go to, like what, Taco Mac and places like that, that they're going to be showing the games, and it's going to be just a social, it's just going to be a whole social setting. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty awesome.
It'd be interesting to see how this all kind of breaks down. And again, Tuesday night, which is tomorrow night, the NCAA tournament and the NIT both begin. I think the CBI and the CIT begin too.
You know what's funny? Throughout this, I'm looking at this first game, LSU against Yale. Who's coaching LSU?
Yeah, right. Well, it's not Will Wade.
You know what I mean? But you remember last week, John, Will Wade was trying to come back. He wanted to coach. He wanted to coach in this. I haven't been following the story that closely, but I do remember that there was a story out there that said he wants to be reinstated. I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens with LSU. Because LSU came in, they were like, what? They were pretty highly favored coming in. And then after this scandal that happened, it kind of fell apart a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see who's going to end up coaching for LSU.
Yeah, one of the other things that's interesting to me to watch is I always get fascinated by teams, especially in major conferences, that get hot in their conference tournament, and you know, can they take that, you know, that hot and run with it, you know, and turn it into something in the NCAA tournament? Which is why suddenly Auburn's hot right now. There's no question about that. They are white hot coming out of Nashville. And here's an Auburn team that is going to be, you know, up against New Mexico State, and they are favored in that game, and they're probably going to win that game. Then they play Kansas or Northeastern, most likely Kansas. But this is not your Kansas anymore.
Not your mom's dad Kansas.
And then they would get a shot at North Carolina in the Sweet 16, most likely. So Auburn is a team to watch. And that's one of the other things, too, and I'll talk about this when we talk with Deshaun, is that this year you have three number one seeds out of the ACC, and the ACC is a power conference. I get that. Every year there's a conference that makes kind of a conference-wide run through the tournament. And if you lean on that, if you pick the right conference, and I just have a sense the SEC is going to have a tournament this year. And so I think that if you take SEC teams, let's say you look at your Sweet 16. If you don't have like four SEC teams in it, I think you're making a mistake.
So I'm assuming you're talking about what? One of them has to be Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee, LSU, Kentucky, Auburn, you know, maybe.
But see, LSU, that's why it's important. When you're talking about LSU, John, what's going to happen? Like that, to have your head coach potentially not be there where they say he's not going to be there, that has to weigh tremendously on those young players.
Right, or in Mississippi State. I'm not saying
Mississippi State, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying just LSU. I'm saying of the seven teams that they have in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, like four of them get to the Sweet 16. You know, they just have a tournament. And then, you know, because, you know, something happens. Maybe Mississippi State gets into the, you know, Sweet 16 and beats Duke or something. I know, what are the odds of that? Slim. But, boy, does that throw everybody's bracket into disarray if they do? I am just saying that.
And think that at this point that Duke would definitely be the heavy favorite. That's probably the only team that when you look at it, it's not so much going to be dominated by guard play, but by the play of Zion Williamson, because that's what everybody's saying. They said that they live and die. Well, it's going to have to be on Zion.
Look at how good that guy is.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a big dude.
Man, he is something else. Yeah, 929thegame.com. Go to contests at the top of the page. Click that and then go to the bracket challenge, sign up, and get your picks in, because we want you to have bragging rights on us, or at least try, because you think you know college basketball more than we do. Hell, but you think you do. Maybe you actually do. All right. We are rolling towards it. In the next hour, Joe Patrick live from Orlando. But next, we'll check in on the Hawks and see what they're up to after that kind of lost weekend. Where do they stand in the NBA draft lottery and all that kind of goodness? as we do our bracket challenge on this Monday bracket morning with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ball is back.
Get exclusive Braves coverage here
as we take you live to Braves spring training in Florida with our broadcast team of Brian Jordan, Joe Patrick, and more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now Trey will pick it up, and the clock will start. He comes across on the right wing behind a screen, now dribbles back to the middle. Trey floater in the lane is good. Trey Young with a 20-point game, and the Hawks down trail 92-87.
Well, you know, that was one of the good moments for the Hawks in that game, but they kind of blew the end of the game last night. They weren't fouling. I wasn't really sure what they were doing. They had a chance. They were down five and got a rebound. And then Torian Prince was, like, lazy with the basketball, got it stripped, and that was pretty much it. And then they just kind of stood around and watched Orlando kind of dribble out the shot clock. I was like, foul him. But, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and we're talking about the Murderer's Row that they got coming up. You got the beard coming in here like you like to call them, the Houston Rockets. You need to get that one because, boy, it gets tougher as we get close to the end of the season. It's a lot tougher.
Yeah, this homestand coming up, 0-2 on the weekend as they lose to Boston and then this is a team, the Hawks, that had averaged 123 points a game since the All-Star break, and yesterday just kind of went ice cold. They missed their first 11 threes, and I guess back-to-back days, they just didn't have their legs underneath them. Anyway, they come home this week, and this is what they play in this three-game homestand this week at State Farm. Tuesday against Houston, Thursday against Utah, and Saturday against Philadelphia. Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
I'm going to try to make that Saturday game, though. I'd like to see the Sixers come to town. Just saying.
All right, I can imagine. Bit. Yeah, sure. Bit. I mean, yeah, you got. I would imagine in your years in Philadelphia, you had some serious.
Oh no, I just want to see because you know they knocked off. They knocked off Milwaukee
there at
last night.
Hyde AI, right?
Well, yeah, I was there. The year, well, yeah, AI was there. Yeah,
the finals.
Yeah,
against the Lakers.
Yeah, you know they knocked off Milwaukee last night too.
And the Freak had 52 and they beat
him. Yeah. So. Yeah,
52.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, the Hawks taking on these three killer teams. So where do we stand now? 11 games to go. The Hawks are a virtual lock for the number 5 seed at 24-47. They are 4 wins, again, depending on how you look at it, ahead of or behind both Dallas and Memphis, who have 28 wins. Hawks have 24, and with 11 games to go, you know, the Hawks are a virtual lock. They're not going to catch Chicago with 19 wins ahead of them. They're not going to drop below Memphis or Dallas behind them. So they're a virtual lock for the number 5 seed. But I think most of us who are looking at where does Dallas fall in all of this, right now at the moment, Dallas is a half game, again, depending on how you look at it, a half game ahead or behind Memphis in the number 7 spot. And if Dallas can fall to number 7 and even number 8, that would be a good thing because there's less ping pong balls, and we don't want Dallas to move up into the top 5. If Dallas gets a ping pong ball bounce and suddenly has the 3rd pick, that pick for the Hawks vanishes.
Yeah, because that's what you're talking about. I always talk about protected. That's a protected pick if they get in the top 5, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, you definitely don't want that to happen, but still. I like the fact, well, not this weekend, but I do like the fact that these young Hawks, before going into this weekend, they were showing signs of coming together and having some really, really good pieces on this team. I think the most important thing, John, is to – I understand you want the number 1 pick, and that puts you in position to get a better player. But I think the most important thing is to get the right pieces. And I think that's where, for Travis Slick, he does most of his magic. You look at Torian Prince. You look at John Collins. And you look at the contribution that they've made and how they've started to come into his own to be a star, Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing. You got to get the right pieces to fit in order to make this thing go.
Right. No, and that's why they have 5 draft – well – you have 4 draft picks, potentially you have 5 with the Dallas pick. But if you get those 2 picks at the top of the draft, because let's not forget, we'll talk with Trevor Schlenk tomorrow, because one of the questions I'm going to have for him is, I think I heard him right last week. Matter of fact, I know I did, when you said to him, I think, and I'll paraphrase your question here, you said something to the effect of no reason for us to really see you guys go heavy into free agency because of, you know, you want to see how these young guys develop and how these young guys come along. And Schlenk more or less said, why not? Because one thing that's true about the Hawks, they could have around $50 million.
They're going to have some money to play with. But like Travis Sledge said, you have to get the right guy. I think that's the most important thing. When you're talking about the maturation of these young players that you have on the squad right now, John, I think it's important that you bring in the right free agent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that,
you
have to bring in somebody who I think that it could be a star, but not somebody that's like an overpowering kind of situation.
Somebody who doesn't necessarily command the basketball all the time.
Like LeBron James.
Yeah. Yeah,
Brian James on a little bit of fire.
Yeah, you're not going to be. You're not going to be going. You're not going to be going to get him anyway.
I'm just saying.
What fires under now?
No. I'm just saying. Clyde Frazier was coming at him a little bit, saying that you know he's taking some undue criticism in the last couple games because he was sitting at the end of the bench and they were talking about how he wasn't engaging with the players and anything like that. And it was one of those things, John, where when you look at it, mm-hmm. he's sitting at the end of the bench and it's not like he's sitting there sulking. He's sitting there just kind of, you know, hanging. And Clyde Frazier kind of went in on him a little bit.
Does Walt still use that Just for Men? You know, that Keith Hernandez thing?
Look at all this gray in my beard and in my face. Of course he does. And he's older than me. Of course he does.
Dude, the truth.
You know, so they remember the Just for Men commercials out there, you know, Walt Frazier and Keith Hernandez, those two guys, you know. So the Hawks play a tough stretch here. The draft is in June. One of the things that you should do, I guess, if you're a big Hawks fan, and I know that you will, is do watch to see. Let's just see if John Morant can take Murray State. Who does Murray State play in the opening round?
Looking at the bracket.
Yeah, Murray State plays. I know I saw him. They play Marquette. Oh, that's going to be a tough game.
Oh, yeah. I just see that, yeah.
I'd like to see John Morant. You know, it'd be interesting to see if he could go beyond the first game here because that's a guy, if you haven't had a chance to see, who's, you know, kind of the consensus number two pick. One of the things I'm noticing in some of the mock drafts in the NBA is that, you know, Zion is here, okay? And then the drop-off from Zion to number two is off a cliff enormous, tremendous. Right? Okay.
It's always like that. That's what I always say, like, in the NBA draft, you have, like, if you're not picking in the top five, you have to do your homework.
Well, and this is where it's tough on the Hawks because Cam Reddish is sliding down the boards fast. Cam Reddish is dropping into towards 10. I mean, so if that was going to be your pick, now it's like, okay, we got these top three, top four, which are Zion, Ja Morant, and R.J. Barrett and Rui Hachimura from Gonzaga, okay? Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like it's Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech. It's Kobe White of North Carolina. It's DeAndre Hunter. It's anybody you want
to
make it.
And that's why like one thing last year when we were talking to Travis Lincoln, we were talking about the whole process of drafting players and everything like that. The one thing that he said that always stuck out to me, John, was the fact that you have to, in a short period of time, get to know these kids and figure out what drives them.
Mm-hmm.
He said because the worst thing that you could ever do is get a guy who just wants to be in the NBA.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why I say it's important. It's important that you pick the right players to fit what you're trying to accomplish.
All right, we're going to make sure that you get all the information you need today. We're going to touch a little on the NFL. It was a big weekend in the NFL. I know with college basketball and United and whatnot, the Braves and the Hawks, you may have missed a few of the NFL headlines, but there are a couple of them, including the fact that Johnny Manziel is back in America. We'll tell you where next. But John and Hugh on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game on The Morning Show. And, of course, on our website where you can enter our bracket challenge at 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.